there, it's Callum Newman here with the Fat Tail Investment Podcast again. Got a really important point, I think, coming up for you in this podcast, and it's to do with small caps. You probably know, I've mentioned it before, that I'm the editor of Australian Small Cap Investigator. It's a monthly advisory where I go through what I think are what I present to you as my best ideas on the ASX in what's called the small cap sector. So that can be a stock anywhere, market value from, say, about 150 million up towards 2 billion. Generally don't go that high, but the fundies would say up to 2 billion, even more so than that. They're the smaller companies. So it's not Telstra, BHP, the big banks, Transurban, all that sort of stuff. These are the smaller ones. Generally considered riskier and more speculative, but doesn't have to be the case in my view. However, since about October 2021, the small caps as a sector have had a torrid time relative to the what they call the big caps, aka the big banks, BHP, etc. And there's a group called Longwave Capital Partners that have put out this chart, and I've been tracking it because they keep updating it. And what they're showing is that over the last 25 years, there's been three big drawdowns in small caps versus the big caps. And one was from January 2000 onwards. Another one was from July 2000 onwards. And the third one is the one that we're in right now. And it began in October 2021. Now, these guys keep pointing out that the two previous ones in 2000 and 2007, those drawdowns lasted between 15 and 18 months. Now, the one that we're in now has already gone over to 19 months. Now, that, in a sense, is kind of crazy because certainly with the 2008 period, which we know was the global financial crisis, so the world hasn't got anywhere near that level of distress in the last 12 months, but the small cap sector has really been burnt here in Australia and likely elsewhere, although I don't follow those sectors as closely elsewhere. And I can tell you from personal experience, I watch the market all day, every day. I'm investing in this sector. I'm making recommendations. Since October 2021, it has been much, much more difficult. Now, I don't want to make it sound like it's like easy in other times and all that type of thing. And there have certainly been stocks that have done well over this period. I'm talking just about a sector-wide view. And some of those, the reasons for that is liquidity and volume have fallen away in the sector. So just general interest, really. People becoming more conservative with their money, discount rates rising, which hurts companies like small caps, which can often be valued on their future cash flows, not the ones that they're generating right now and future profits. A lot of speculative heat certainly been washed out of the sector, perhaps with the exception of lithium and critical minerals, which have held up fairly well. But some of the former darlings of the market, like tech, certainly got burnt. Cannabis, I've never seen a drawdown. Well, a sector go from the wild speculation that I saw in 2017, 2018, to the complete lack of interest there is now. I have not ever seen a sector go from to such a swing like that before. And just in general, across the board with just industrials, retailers, we know are getting burnt at the moment. So the small cap sector is really interesting because you've got a whole suite of different companies. Some are cash flow positive, profitable, been around a while. Some aren't. There's speculative resource stocks. There's explorers. There's biotech stuff. Some biotechs actually have done really well as well. But in generally speaking, it has been a lot more difficult to generate alpha in the last 18 months than in previous periods. However, this is a chance, if you like. And of course, nothing I hear say is personal financial advice. I have to emphasize that for Compliance Officer George and what the license that we operate under. But my view is that this is a fantastic time to be picking over ideas in this sector because so many stocks have been crushed. And in the last, again, 12 to 18 months, so many stocks have had their growth premium and speculative heat smashed out of them, if you like, that they have become very, very cheap indeed, relative to where they've been in the past. Now, interesting for me, if you follow guys like Warren Buffett and some of the big alpha guys of the financial system, they'll often say, you know, the classic line of Buffett's is, you know, first rule of finance or investing, however he puts it, I can't remember, is rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. The idea being that you've got to sort of work out your downside before you worry about how much money you might be making. So because so many stocks have been smashed up, the market in a sense has lowered the risk of entry at this point to give you a look at what the companies can do down the track. Now, that's not to say that they can't go down again. However, you do get a look at companies trading much, much cheaper than they have in the past. One of note from my personal experience with the small cap advisor I mentioned earlier, Australian Small Cap Investigator, there was a stock that, a mining services stock that listed called MLG Oz. And it came to the market and pretty much went down straight away from the get-go. Again, part of the reason being that the sentiment just wasn't there to meet it. But they also ran into trouble with a lack of labor, inflation problems over in WA in the mining sector, which was all part of the dynamic that's hurt the market in recent years. So the stock has gone way, way, way down. Anyway, I said to my guys, look, this is run by a guy who founded the company 20 years ago. He's the biggest shareholder. And he's also been buying the stock on market. Now, this was last year. Anyway, the stock did nothing for ages. There was hardly any volume around. Just flat. Now, it's starting to get bid up a little bit more because we still have a very hot resource sector. And the two main markets for that particular stock are iron ore and gold, which are very profitable at the moment and still holding up really well. So relatively good business conditions for MLG. This year, the stock has gone up 80%. And you've probably never heard of it. And I'm certainly not saying it's the most exciting or dynamic stock on the market or what have you. But it's indicative of the opportunities that are out there at the moment. When you get a stock that's been really smashed up and things only have to get a little bit better for the market to go, well, you know what, this is actually looking pretty cheap. And if we extrapolate a year or two out, we can pay, we're happy to acquire it with the idea that things are going to get better. Now, that's just one small example. I'm not saying it's a recommendation either, by the way. Just a small example of what's happened this year. And I can tell you, there are a lot of stocks out there like that at the moment, still left. Some are starting to get bid up, like MLG. Some are getting acquired. There's quite a bit of M&A activity going on around at the moment because private equity funds can sort of see that things are have been so bad that they can acquire these kind of businesses and add them to their own operations or what have you. Now, the other thing that gets me excited is there's another group called Sepheria Asset Management who put out a similar chart to the one I alluded to before, who looked at how small caps and micro caps had done after those previous drawdowns I mentioned earlier. Sorry, correction. After the GFC was one of them, and COVID was the other one in this case, where the market got smashed and small caps in particular got smashed. Now, out of those two downturns, so the COVID downturn, the GFC downturn, in about a year or two for both periods, small caps outperformed the big caps quite substantially, and the very small microcap companies smashed it out of the park. So generally the idea we're hunting, or I'm hunting in this case, is for something similar to happen this time around, in from second half 2023 into 2024, to get a we've had a period, a long period, the record-making period of underperformance from the small cap sector. Now we're going to hopefully be positioning for a period of outperformance. And there's a lot of fund management guys hunting this same idea. Now these guys, and that's important because these guys control the money, right? So they're going to direct the retirement funds and capital of the investors that they have towards one sector or another. And I think a lot of it is going to start chasing some of these beaten up names. Now, you can play this anyway, or consider playing, I should say, via a small cap fund manager, by an ETF, or in like what we do with ASI, by reading, getting ideas and maybe investing in ones that you like, or ones that appeal to you, your financial plan, what have you. And I kind of feel like the gold sector, strangely enough, is indicative of what could happen here. Go back to about late September, October last year. The Aussie gold sector was down in the dumps. It had gone down for 2 years. And in fact, even though Aussie gold itself was holding up relatively well, it was just sideways, the stocks had gone down regardless, gone down even further. And there was a chart going around at the time showing that the Aussie gold stocks had performed much worse than the Aussie gold price itself. And the point being was, it had been so negative for 2 years, the sector had become so bashed up. Again, it only took a little bit of a twist in the world events to give gold a kick and for those stocks to really rally. And in this case, readers of Australian Small Cap Investigator, a ripping idea that I put to them in, I think it was October or November, Bellevue Gold was the stock anyway, and it went on a ripping run, and I recommended they bank the win in March. Having said that, it's actually kept running up to today. So, but the idea being, gold stocks were really cheap. At that, around about that time, there was a bit of a financial, I don't want to use the crisis, probably overdoing it, but issue in the UK, which then we know in March, the US banks, or part of the banking system, got into trouble. So gold has rallied and taken up the Aussie gold shares with it, and as I record this now, they're having a good day today as well. So with inflation coming down, as the prints are showing at the moment, the recession or potential recession, the economic slowdown is well and truly priced into a lot of stocks. It's not to say that the share market won't go down or individual stocks can't get burnt. Retailers are still taking a bit of a hit. However, a lot of that negativity has been hammered into many, many share prices. And if things start improving, or the market thinks it's going to improve, we can definitely see a recovery in this sector. So obviously, I run two small cap services, so it will sound a little bit like I'm talking my own book, and I suppose I am in a way, but there is historical precedent here to say that this is the third time that small caps have really been through the ringer in 25 years. Two previous times they've had big rallies out of this. And I think, and I'm recommending my readers invest or consider investing along these lines, that we're going to get a third big surge here, and there's lots and lots of opportunity in this space. So I would highly encourage you to consider some of those ideas that I've told you about, whether it's subscribing to Australian Small Cap Investigator, looking at a small cap fund manager, or exploring some of these individual ideas yourself. There really could be some exciting times coming up on the market. That's my thought for you for this week. Really hope you enjoy it and get something out of it. Don't forget to give me a retweet or a thumbs up if you enjoy it, and I'll catch you next week.